backfield to the right of Wentz. Back goes Wentz again. He's looking. He is going deep for Matthews, who catches it inside the 30, down at the 25. Jordan Matthews on the end of a 55-yard rainbow.
Well, what they got here, Merrill, was excellent protection for Carson Wentz. They get a chip on the pressure coming off the edge. They're able to firm up the pocket so he can step into this throw. Jordan Matthews just outruns the coverage in a perfectly thrown football.
Joining us this week on Eagles Game Plan, Eagles head coach Doug Peterson. Coach, welcome to the show again.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, you know, like in every game, there's good and bad to take out. Obviously, a tough loss last week versus the Redskins. But the continued maturation of Carson Wentz from the quarterback position. Talk about some of the good things he was able to do last week.
He does a great job of keeping his eyes down the field. And on this particular play, this is one that is designed actually to get DGB right here the football with Jordan on a clear out route. And then the other thing we wanted to do was we knew 91 is a good pass rusher. He's a Pro Bowl caliber guy. You know, Kerrigan's a great pass rusher. So you see right here, you see Darren Sproles in a chip position. We did this quite a bit throughout the day. And so this play here got him in a two-deep coverage look. This is what the play is designed to do. And Carson did a great job. We missed the stunt here, but we were able to have good protection. He anticipates the wide safeties. This is one thing you teach quarterbacks, depth, width, and hips of safeties. And so you can see both safeties getting extremely wide on the play. And then he's one-on-one. And he trusts Jordan Matthews completely to throw the ball up. And did an excellent job. You know, they were actually in their dime personnel at this time. Great throw, great catch, great concentration down the field. Big explosive play, something we need to see out of these two guys throughout the year.
Nice throw there. Drop that in the bucket for Jordan Matthews. The thing I like about this play is really the same play design, a little bit of a different formation from you on the offense, but the same route concept you're running.
Same route combination. Again, understanding Kerrigan in this position, we wanted the back on that side to get a little presence here and feel that. Same, basically, design of this play. We understand that DGB, our number 18 for us, he does a great job of running these in-breaking routes and slant routes. He's a big body guy. Carson has a lot of trust that knowing exactly where he's going to be. Again, you can see the presence right here. And one thing this did throughout the course of the game, and you know this as a defensive player, if you're coming off the edge and getting chipped almost every time, your eyes tend to go to the back. You got to think about it. So if you take this back just a touch and you look, he actually attacks our halfback. And I think in this case it's Darren. And he starts to attack. So now you got him. You got him right where you want to in protection. And then from here, it's just another clear out. Nelson's going to take the top off right here, and we're going to come right in behind this hook curl defender and throw this route. And then again, Jordan's on a deep cross. We're trying to keep the corner safety out of there in order to open that throw up for Carson. Again, look at the pocket, a good clean pocket, anticipation throw. Does a nice job of high pointing the football right here in the center of the field, and another explosive play.
Nice job from Carson, really all day throwing down your hash marks here. You want to get this guy involved in this route here. Again, nice read from Carson. Good ball placement to Zach Ertz.
It is. And again, we were sort of in a hurry-up tempo at this time of the football game. And just basically, it's a four vertical. We have what we call hinge routes on the outside, sort of short comeback type routes, and seam routes inside. And then with the two deep look, again, it converts for us. Carson and Zach have great chemistry. He's got a good feel for him. He does a great job. Again, eyes are back. One thing you noted when zone coverage, the mic is working away, depth, width, and hips of the safety. This linebacker staring at Carson. One thing about that we've learned in playing the position of quarterback is I can tell where you're looking. You don't know the depth of where I'm looking. So as a quarterback, he can tell that he's looking, but what he's doing is he's looking in this window here in order to throw Zach this football. A great play, a good pocket once again, good anticipation throw. Zach knows he's going to take a shot right here from this safety. So he goes up, he high points it, protects his body, again, comes down with a nice explosive game.
Nice throw, nice catch there, nice read from Carson. And you've mentioned this a couple times, the protection. The protection is there for these plays down the field. You need time to pass the ball, and so that's where the protection comes
in. And then again, you can see exactly Darren's presence on 91, which we did all day. JP, again, is a Pro Bowl tackle. We didn't feel like we needed much help on his side. He does a great job by himself. This pocket right here, I mean, Ike, you could throw the ball with that pocket right
maybe
there.
Maybe not as far, though.
But that's kind of the design of the play, and then again, just making a play down the field.
You know, Carson, he's starting to show a lot more poise in the pocket. Never seems to get rattled. On this play, he displays all that. Pocket breaks down, does a good job of feeling the pressure, And again, keeps his eyes down the field looking to make a play.
Yeah, and one thing, again, if you notice, the Redskins are in an odd defense. They got an extra rusher on this side. So by scheme, him and Jason Kelce, they're on the same page. They have to ID the proper guys in protection. That's first and foremost on the play. And then after that, he does a great job of keeping his eyes down the field. We get the quick chip, you know, with the tight end there. And then basically what this is a post-corner combination. We got a little bit of a bust right here. He's actually supposed to run a backside basic cross. We got a little bit of a mistake there, and then a chip shallow or a chip flat on the play. Play is designed to get our slot receiver, and we're just high-low in the flat player. And then from here, with the protection breakdown, Carson, again, does a great job, as you mentioned, keeping his eyes down the field and then making a play. DGB uncovers. He's right here. He uncovers on the play. Carson's vision's down the field, and what a great job. He's done this a couple times. He did it against Pittsburgh. Yeah. He did it against Chicago on Monday night. What I like about this is how physical this kid is at the end of this route. I mean, that's a great physical play by him. Again, two guys making plays, two young players that we have in our system that I think over time they're going to develop and do some great things down the road.